The European Union this past week agreed to hold talks with Turkey over the next 10 to 15 years that could lead to admitting Turkey into the alliance. Turkey faces stiff economic and political trials before it can win admission into the 25-member European Union. Even then, the protracted negotiations could end where they begin, with Turkey remaining on the fringes of Europe. NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Pajoli has been covering the story pretty closely, and she joins us from Rome. Sylvia, there's been a euphoric response in Turkey about this decision by the EU to open up its membership talks. But tell us what's going on in Europe. Large segments of the population have opposed this admission, particularly because Turkey has a predominantly Muslim population.
Well, the European media certainly reflects deep concern about what is seen as the European Union's most difficult expansion. Turkey's both the biggest and poorest country to apply for membership, as well as the most culturally challenging. European political leaders are really trying to reassure public opinion, stressing that negotiations will be open-ended with no guarantees for final membership. And France and Austria say they'll even hold national referenda on the Turkish question. European opposition to Turkey is summed up by former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, who also chaired the drafting of the new EU constitution. He said Turkey's entry will mark the end of Europe.
Now, go into more detail. What do the Europeans fear?
Well, the debate over admitting Turkey into the EU is really very confused and sometimes quite hysterical. And it got much more intense after the Madrid bombings and the killing last month of the Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh. Europe has suddenly discovered the existence of Islamic extremists among its estimated 15 to 20 million Muslims, a rapidly growing population. And Europeans are grappling with a question posed by the German foreign minister, Joschka Fischer: is Islam compatible with liberal democracies and the notion of separation between church and state? Now, the great majority of European Muslims live disadvantaged lives in separate parallel societies. Many of them don't speak the local language. There are still many forced marriages and even honor killings. At the same time, many members of the second generation grew up here. They're European citizens, but they're often victims of European racism. They feel rejected by the host societies, and many are turning to conservative religion as a definition of their identity, which creates further mutual alienation. And at the same time, you know, Europe's mainstream societies are undergoing a huge decline in population. So it's against this backdrop that Europeans fear embracing Turkey's mostly Muslim 70 million population.
So given what you've said about the negative atmosphere, why then did the EU agree to hold these talks with Turkey?
Well, a no to Turkey could have been seen as a boon for Islamic extremists. European leaders believe that admitting Turkey into the EU could strengthen its defenses against Islamic terrorism and weaken the theory of a clash of civilizations between Islam and the West. Turkish Islam, which is regulated by a staunchly secular political system, is considered moderate, and so European politicians believe it could strengthen Europe's moderate Muslims, who are certainly the majority, but they're a very silent one. Many of them say they're too scared to speak out against Islamic terrorism. They say extremists will accuse them of being unbelievers, and many even fear for their lives. And European politicians also believe that Turkish membership could stabilize relations between Europe and the Middle East, where political turmoil has a very direct repercussion on the European Muslim street. In any case, just by opening the door to Turkey, which could still be closed shut suddenly, Europe has acknowledged it's on the path of redefining itself.
That path will take probably 10 to 15 years. That's what the EU has said, before these negotiations are complete. So looking ahead, if Turkey does join, what will the European Union look like then?
Well, it'll stretch from Ireland to the borders of the crisis area of the Caucasus and Iran and Syria, and it will have lost its European ethnic homogeneity. Muslims could comprise nearly 20% of the EU population.
NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Pajoli in Rome. Silvia, thanks very much.
Thank you, Leanne.